If Odinga plans to run for president again in 2017, he might find composers for a campaign theme song in neighboring Ethiopia. Or he could just use this. Gotta give us what we need. Hope you're old enough to remember Public Enemy and Fight the Power. It's a cue for us to catch up with our friends from the Beatmaking Lab. For regular listeners, you know that on Wednesdays, we've been checking in with Pierce Freelon and his partner in music, Stephen Levitin, a.k.a. Applejuice Kid, to talk about their Beatmaking Lab project. The labs teach students around the globe how to produce hip-hop beats. Their latest lab is in Ethiopia, and today Pierce Freelon is going to give us an update. Pierce joins us from WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And Pierce, we kick things off with Public Enemy as a reminder that hip-hop started in the U.S. as a tool for social justice, and it's exactly what the focus is of your video this week from the Beatmaking Lab in Addis Ababa. Tell us about that video and what's happening.
Well, first of all, thank you for the comparison, because Chuck D is one of my idols, and that's a huge honor to be, you know, mentioned in the same breath as him. But so in Addis this week, we tapped into some of their spoken word scene. One of our students, Marta, kicks a poem about some of the health issues in her community. It's over a beat produced by Applejuice Kid, and one of our translator instructors did the musical production, and our student Marta did the lyrics. You know, very, very powerful story about a woman who's died giving childbirth. And it, you know, kind of goes back to the whole theme, the reason why we're there in Addis Ababa with IntraHealth is to use music and hip-hop and spoken word in these mediums to get youth to talk about what some of the health issues in their communities are. When you give a prompt like that, you know, you don't always know what's going to come out, but the words were so powerful.
Are any of the participants in Addis in the Beatmaking Lab asking you questions about the history of hip-hop, you know, specifically the way it's developed from people who were expressing anger and frustration about inequality, about racism, about sexism, and has now kind of landed in this zone which is obsessed with money, guns, and Hennessy?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that it is something that we discuss. And just an example, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, I see hip hop being used very much as it was used on the streets in the Bronx when it was in its infancy. You know, when you had people like Afrika Bambaataa, you know, he was a gang member, he was part of the Black Spades, but used hip hop to transform his community and turn it to something positive. I see the same thing happening in community centers like Yole Africa, where, you know, people of different ethnic groups whose parents, you know, have been in conflict, they're coming together on the same tracks, you know, just the same way that, you know, warring gangs would use breakdancing to, you know, vent frustrations, but also to build community in a constructive way.
Pierce Freelon, one of the two brains behind the Beatmaking Lab. If you want to see Marta's video, you should. It's all at PRI.org. Pierce, thanks again.
Thank you.
And we'll stick with the old school hip hop vibe. Here's Queen Latifah and Unity. That's all for us today from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios in Boston at WGBH. I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow. Instinct leads me to another flow. Every time I hear a brother call a girl a bitch or a hoe, trying to make a sister feel low, you know all of that got to go. Now everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring breath to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down a